This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Watching TV, very, very popular pastime in our country. And some companies have done some research on this topic, and they've asked this question: how many hours do Australians on average spend watching television? Now, you've probably thought about this. The results are actually quite astounding. Let me tell you, Australian kids as young as three are watching 9 hours per week. A typical teenager watches about 4 hours a day. And many of us adults, we sit down to watch round about 3 hours of television every day. When you think about it, I don't know how you feel. Some people are very concerned about these statistics because it prompts another question. What else could you be doing with your life? I mean, it's a fair enough comment, sitting down watching TV. Is television and movies teaching something to us that we're not aware of? And I guess also, what about our children? What effect is too much television having? Well, sometimes violence is portrayed in movies and TV. And there's a child psychologist by the name of Deborah Kowalski in the States has written that if your child is watching television and you see something inappropriate that's coming around the bend and that you interfere with that and stop it, you've given your child a very important message. You've taught them that it's not appropriate for them to watch it. If a parent goes with a child to a theatre, there's something inappropriate that's going on the screen, and the parent says, "This isn't for you to see, let's go," and takes the child out of the cinema, that's a profound message to the child. And I think that's true. That's a fair enough comment. But I want to introduce today this topic of values. The parent, in doing that, in perhaps protecting the child from certain things, is introducing a very strong value. Where do we get our values from? Do they come from the media, TV screens, or the magazines we read? This is not something that we always talk about until something goes wrong. We talk about childhood, and the first thing when a baby is born, I guess, the first thing the baby remembers is his or her mother, the heartbeat of the mother, the voice. And so she becomes that child's window to the world. And so the experts say it's crucial for a baby's first 12 months to have that very close bond to mother. So look at your own life for a moment, and where do you learn, or where have you learned your values? Have you learned them from loving parents in a supportive family, or from school, or from somewhere else? There's an old saying that says, "Tell me who your friend is and I'll tell you who you are." Now, I don't think that's totally accurate, but there is some truth in that. We become actually like the people we mix with, and we absorb, we take in the values and make them our own. And so it's crucial, I think, that we guard our thoughts. The psychologists say that your way of thinking makes the person that you are. You can change your values, you can relearn old habits, and sometimes they're not very helpful habits. Do you automatically follow the values that your parents have given you, or did you just have to find them yourself? It was Ralph Waldo Emerson who made that famous statement, "Sow a thought and you reap an action, sow an act and you reap a habit. Sow a habit and you reap a character, sow a character and you reap a destiny." That's quite correct, and maybe that's why the Bible says in Proverbs 4:23, "Carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life." And there's certainly a tremendous amount of truth in that from Proverbs 4:23. "Carefully guard your thoughts, because they are the source of true life." And Paul, the Apostle Paul, wrote to young Timothy in 1 Timothy 4, "Keep a close watch on all you do and think." Why? Because it means discovering what's valuable. What's valuable in life, and many people don't really know what it is that's of value. You have a hard time working out how you spend your time or your money, your energy. Who am I? So beliefs in action, values are beliefs in action. So the question I'd like to leave with you today, what do I really believe is the most important thing in my life? Heavenly Father, thank you that this is a big question. It needs us to give time and serious thought. So Lord, give us the answer so that we understand true values, I pray in the name of Jesus. Amen.